And my next guest co-founded a group called Rua Rest. Now, she co-founded it with her husband, Pat. And really, the whole idea is to encourage people to practice Christian contemplative living. Now, sadly, Pat passed away last year. But since then, Martina has been on a journey herself, of course, you know, that journey of grief and loss. And she's talking about it in her new book, which is called The Promise. It's great to have with us Martina Lehan Sheehan on the line with us. And we're going to talk about an upcoming retreat. But Martina, before we get to that, you might just start off by telling us a little bit about the vision that yourself and Pat had for Rua Rest.
Yes, of course, Wendy, I will. Yeah, so my lovely husband, Pat, and myself began this movement, if you could call it that, Rua Rest, in 2017. We both were working full-time. We're both qualified psychotherapists, and our area was psychology, but also Christian spirituality, which is maybe an unusual integration. They're not often integrated, but that was a really important calling in our lives, I think. And so we gave up our full-time work in 2017 and began this Rua Rest in our home, firstly, as a Christian community, where we practiced reflection on scripture, workshops on well-being. Pat is also a musician and a singer, so we made a lot of creative films using music, meditation, poetry, reflection, and so on. And then the pandemic hit, so we went online, and I really had resistance to going online, but it just flourished. And we went from, I think, a group of 10 on our first online, and then it went to 300. And then we discovered that this living contemplatively, reclaiming monastic contemplative traditions into ordinary living, was catching on, and people were getting it, and it was resonating, and the groups became bigger and bigger. So we ran groups online, retreats, scripture, well-being, meditation, music, poetry, etc.
I just love the idea behind it, Martina, because, you know, there's so much talk these days, and it's kind of a buzzword, isn't it, about mindfulness and different things.
Right.
And really, when it comes to our Christian faith, you know, yeah, Christian meditation was the original mindfulness, wasn't it?
Surely was, Wendy, and it's like the best kept secret. I've written many books. I've written 6 books, and they're all trying to. It's passion. It's a passion for me. You know, it's like the best kept secret that, you know, people think that we have to turn to Eastern philosophies to know what meditation is, and it's all in the Christian tradition. You know, it goes right back to the desert fathers and mothers and the Celtic Christian monks. And it's so, you know, mindfulness is not a new thing. We have it in our tradition, you know, and it's almost like society has airbrushed that out. So that was a passion for both Pat and myself.
Yeah, and saying, look at the treasure trove that we have. And look, Martina, I know people are using these techniques to just help them with everyday life, but I guess they're really put to the test when you're experiencing struggles like you did. And I know that Pat, before he died, you know, went through an illness. Did it help in those moments as well?
Well, Pat had a horrific journey up to his death. He got cancer, and he had a year and a half where he couldn't eat, drink, talk, sleep. He was on a machine, tube-fed. He had a horrific journey. And I was absolutely plunged into the crucifixion, to be honest, and the dark night of the soul, I suppose. And, oh, I have to say, like, you know, I suppose I can honestly say just praying with scripture and the Psalms helped, but also the thing of having to stay in the moment, because it was so unbearable. You know, everything that I had learnt and practiced had to come in full force now. And yes, it did sustain me and continues to sustain me, because sadly passed away just last year, which is still very fresh, you know. It's still very new, the journey. But I suppose my faith, and also what we both learned in our training and so on, does help somewhat. But it's still a very challenging journey.
Yeah, and it's still so raw. I imagine putting together the book, I know the new book called The Promise, maybe it was a little bit cathartic for you. Tell us about the book and what you hope to achieve.
Yeah, you see, writing is my thing. I'm a writer, and I've written a lot of books, and I write poetry and so on. And I certainly didn't intend writing this one. And it was only a couple of months after Pat's passing. And I journal all the time. And this started to pour onto the page. And then a friend of mine, Lucinda, said, this has to become a book for others. You know, others will get something from this. So, of course, it is very raw. All my other books would be more on the line of self-help from a Christian perspective, I suppose. And but this would be quite raw and poignant. But I think in the month of November, it probably would help many people as well in their own journey when they remember loved ones and so on. But it sheds light on the pain and loss we meet on our journey and how, despite the devastating pain of losing somebody, there can be little glimpses of grace in the journey. And it probes the ultimate question that faces us all, I suppose, is death the end? And what holds us up when life knocks us down? And life has utterly knocked me down last year. And so I've had to dig very deep. And that's what I'm back doing retreats again, Wendy. Before Pat passed, he couldn't speak. He wrote notes. And one of the notes he wrote was, Rua must continue. So I suppose I'm carrying the torch now, continuing to do the retreats again, back online again, giving workshops and so on, with Pat at my back.
Still with you in spirit, yeah.
Yes. Indeed, yes.
Well, Martina, just
spirit sustaining me, yeah.
Thank you so much for, the legacy that Pat has left behind, that you continue on, and for telling us just a little bit of your own story and a little bit about the book as well. I've been talking to Martina Leanne Sheehan from Rua Rest, and I want to let you know, Martina touched on it there, about the online remembrance retreat that's going to really be a special time to remember loved ones, to be able to connect with others who've experienced loss, to honour those losses, to remember them, and to help people find the courage to heal. And it's, I know that these retreats are a real deep experience for anyone who knows what it's like to have, you know, had their faith shaken by loss and grief. And also there'll be a remembrance service as well, and they have a special guest, Father Ronald Rollheiser, is an international speaker and author. But all the details on that are on the website, which is ruarest.com, and you find the details as well of Martina's new book called The Promise that we were chatting about there.